This is episode number 299 of the Middle Country Public Library podcast. Hello and welcome. I'm Sal DiVincenzo here in the studio with Nicole Rambo.
Hello.
How are you, Nicole?
I'm good, thank you.
So we're doing a split show today. So Sarah's coming in later.
Yeah.
It happens that way.
Sometimes.
Yeah. But we got something special coming up next week.
Yeah.
And we'll see what happens. Special could mean just nothing. It could just be
yeah, special to us.
It'd just be like I changed the theme song.
Yeah.
But for us, it'll be special. So
right.
So Nicole, how are you doing?
I'm good.
What do you got for us this week?
So I have just a little article from PBS, and it's 13 children's books celebrating fall.
Nice.
And I know we've been in fall for a minute now, but I feel like the first part of fall is like Halloween-y, spooky.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah.
So now we have a little bit of a time where it's like fall, and then obviously it'll be Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Yeah.
So these are just books celebrating fall.
Great.
So we have In the Middle of Fall by Kevin Hanks, and Laura Dronzik is the illustrator, and Kevin Hanks, or Hankies. He's very, very, very popular for nature books.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, he has got every season, every bit of nature, and they're great.
Cool.
So this one's In the Middle of Fall, and it's simple words perfectly paired with beautiful paintings describe the sights all around us during fall. This is one of four books on the seasons created by this husband and wife team. Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm.
So there you go.
They are, yeah.
And then we have Goodbye Summer, Hello Autumn. So summer has been gone for a minute, but
yeah,
that's okay.
It's kind of sad.
But even for the weather, I feel like Saturday, I was sweating.
No, yeah, exactly.
So, you know, you never know.
Yeah, it's crazy, yeah.
This is by Kennard Pack. During a walk outside, a child says hello and greets all the nature and animals she sees, who say hello in return and describe what's happening to them in fall. And I think, like, the leaves are really changing now and stuff
exactly.
like that.
Exactly.
So,
oh, my goodness. Have your leaves just, like, fallen?
Yeah.
Like, all at one time?
Yeah, it's so, like, crunchy now and all the different colors. So I do think now is a good time to
talk
about fall, for sure.
Yeah, definitely.
Next one is Fall Mixed Up by Robert Raxka. Bears gather nuts, geese hibernate, squirrels fly south in big figure eights. Wait, what? This silly book ends, can this be fall? Close but not quite. Go back and find all the things that aren't right. So children will laugh as they find the mix-ups throughout the book. So it's like a little kind of interactive book.
It's funny, like in my head, I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. That would be a good one for like a little bit older kids.
Yeah, exactly.
How Many Seeds Are in a Pumpkin? This is by Margaret McNamara and G. Brian Karras. A teacher invites his students to explore how many seeds are in three pumpkins of different sizes. Mm. Filled with math concepts and pumpkin facts, this book is fun and engaging and also encourages curiosity and learning. That's a good one.
Cool.
Leaves, an autumn pop-up book. So we love a good pop-up book. Janet Lawler and Lindsay Dale Scott and Eugene Kim. This spectacular book captures the beauty of autumn with beautiful pop-ups, fun tabs, and extra facts hidden under the lift the flap leaves. I like pop-up books. My son is not quite there yet. He just actually ripped one the other day.
Okay. So when you say he likes them, but he just doesn't know.
He doesn't. He's still just kind of grabbing at things.
Yeah, yeah.
So he doesn't. He like it'll pop up and then he'll just try to rip it off.
Yeah.
So we're not quite just the enjoying the pop-up.
When you were a kid, did you like pop-up books?
Yeah. Yeah, I did.
Were there any pop-up books that were, see, in my generation, some of them were kind of creepy. Was there any one that like?
No, I don't remember a creepy one. But we have over, actually, on children's side, so we have our own little archives.
Okay.
Of, it's a really like old, it has like a skeleton key.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and we have some pop-up books in there that are like old pop-up books that are really cool. Like, so they can't leave the library. You take them out and you can look at them on the table. But we have some really cool
there.
Pop-up ones. Yeah,
because there might be some in there that, you know, spark some sort of nightmarish, you know, callback to my childhood.
Yeah. Yes. Then we have Thanking the Moon, Celebrating the Mid-Autumn Moon Festival by Grace Lynn. In this book, a family celebrates the moon festival on an autumn evening. The simple text shares the traditions associated with Mid-Autumn Moon Festival, a harvest festival celebrated in some Asian cultures.
Nice.
They have Mr. Putter and Tabby Pick the Pears by Cynthia Ryland, another pretty famous children's author, and Arthur Howard. Mr. Putter's favorite season is fall because of his homemade pear jelly. It's time to pick the pears, but Mr. Putter and his cat Tabby realize he's not quite up to the job this year. This early reader with simple chapters will engage kids as they follow Mr. Putter's new plan to get his pear jelly.
Hmm, that sounds lovely.
Leaf Man by Lois Elhertz. This book follows Leaf Man as he travels wherever the wind takes him. The story ends with, maybe you'll find a Leaf Man waiting to go home with you. The illustrations made from real fall-colored leaves will inspire children to make their own. I do think leaves are very enticing for children. They love
absolutely.
The leaves. They do like the leaf, what's it called? Like leaf, And then you do it with the crayon.
Oh, yeah. Like the relief, I guess.
Yeah, it's called relief.
That, you know, that description is about an inch away from being a horror book.
Leaf Man will come after you. We have Apple Picking Day by Candace Ransom and Erica Meza. In this early reader book, a family drives to an apple orchard and enjoys a fun-filled day of picking apples.
Nice.
Did you go apple picking?
I didn't this year.
No, because it was horrible every weekend. Yeah.
And I didn't even go pumpkin picking. Yeah. I went pumpkin shopping this year. Yeah. I just saw it on the shelf and said, yeah, I'll take that one.
Yeah, no, it was so bad.
Yeah, it was bad.
We're Going on a Leaf Hunt by Steve Metzger and Mickey Sakamoto. For children who love going on a bear hunt, here's an autumn version where three kids climb a mountain, go through a forest, and cross a lake in search of colorful fall leaves.
Did you say bear hunt?
Yeah, because we're going on a bear hunt. It's a very popular children's, we're going on a bear hunt. We're going to
I had no idea.
Can't go over it. We can't go under it. We got to go through it. No?
No.
Well, coming over to children's side.
All right, there you go.
You all hear it. All right, then we have Leaves by David Ezra Stein. A bear is concerned when he sees leaves falling on his island. He settles in for his winter hibernation, and when he wakes, he finds the trees are full again in the spring.
Hmm.
They have Pumpkin Pumpkin by Jean Titherington. Jamie plants a pumpkin seed and watches it grow from seed to sprout to plant to flower to pumpkin. With simple words and beautiful illustrations, this book is a classic.
Nice.
Sarah is normally here talking about her parking or her driveway pumpkins.
Oh, she's got driveway pumpkins? Yeah.
She has in the past. I don't know if she has them.
It's just like, I wonder what will happen if I put pumpkins easier.
Wonderful by Michael Hall. Follow an oak tree through the fall season with cleverly titled poems like Plentiful about the apple harvest, Beautiful about the fall colors, and Frightful and Thankful all about fall holidays.
I hope so.
Yeah. So those are some recommendations from PBS.
Yeah.
And we have them here at the library.
And you'll, you give me that link and we'll put it in the show notes.
Yes.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Nicole.
You're welcome.
Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. What do you have for us this week?
Well, it's the new month.
It is the new month.
So I have some new DVDs.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. So do you want to just mention before you get into the DVDs how the DVD list is working now?
Right. Well, we used to have it three times a month with a paper list.
Yes.
But now, there are less DVD titles out, and children's also changed their format. So to make it unified as a whole library.
Yes.
We went paperless.
Very good.
So now you can still go to the adult desk and ask them what is new for the month, but it only comes out the first Monday of every month.
Okay.
And all the new titles will be updated in our Vega catalog.
Okay.
So if you scroll down a little bit, it should say new and notable DVDs. And if you click on that, it will show everything that is new to the library.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And you can reserve them right from that page.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Great. So what's coming out in November?
Okay. So these are some of the movies that you can look forward to.
Great.
That were in the movie theater. We have Gran Turismo, which was, as you know, a video game.
It was.
Yeah, but now they turned it into a movie. So, and believe it or not, is based on the unbelievable true story of a team of unlikely underdogs. A struggling working-class gamer, a failed former race car driver, and an idealistic motorsport executive. Together, they risk it all to take on the most elite sport in the world. Gran Turismo is an inspiring, thrilling, and action-packed story that proves that nothing is impossible when you're fueled from within. So we have Orlando Bloom.
Oh, wow.
In it. David Harbour from Stranger Things.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. And guess who it's directed by?
Clint Eastwood.
Neil Blomkamp. So he's the South African director who did District 9 and Chappie.
Oh, I like him.
Yeah, so I thought that was kind of different for him.
That is very different for him.
Yeah. So
cool.
But he's known for his action movies, so that should be action-packed.
Didn't Clint Eastwood do it like Turismo movie or something like that?
He did, but it was very different.
It's different, right? Yeah.
He did. It's with a T, I think.
Yeah.
And it was more him going ape and and killing people, I believe.
Gran Torino.
Gran Torino, yes.
Not Gran Turismo.
Yeah. But it was a good movie, yeah. The Clint Eastwood movie, too. So the next movie is called It Lives Inside. It's a horror movie.
Okay.
And it's kind of an independent one, but it got really good reviews. So Sam, an Indian-American teen, lives in an idyllic suburb with her conservative mother and her assimilated father. Sam's cultural insecurities grow due to her estranged friend Tamira, who mysteriously carries around an empty mason jar all the time.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. In a moment of anger, Sam breaks the jar and unleashes an ancient Indian demonic force that kidnaps Tamira. Dun, dun, dun. So Sam must band together with her parents and a sympathetic teacher to save Tamira and put an end to the terror of the demon.
Don't you know you're always supposed to handle those things very carefully?
Empty mason jars, yeah.
Do not break any empty mason jars that are haunted.
Or contain smells. Yeah. So the next film we have is called The Miracle Club.
Okay.
It stars Laura Linney, Maggie Smith, and Kathy Bates.
Oh, I like Laura Linney.
Yeah. Set in 1967, follows the story of three generations of close friends. Of Ballygar outside Dublin, who win a pilgrimage to the sacred French town of Lourdes, the place of miracles that draws millions of visitors each year.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah, the women set out on the journey that they hope will change their lives with Chrissy, a skeptical traveler, joining in place of her mother. Along the way, old wounds are reopened, forcing the women to confront their past even as they travel in search of a miracle.
That sounds like a movie that an older mom might like.
Yeah, I think so. And then we have, ready, Equalizer 3.
Oh, nice.
With Denzel Washington, directed by Antoine Fuqua.
Yes, who did all the other movies, all the other Equalizers.
Yes. Since giving up his life as a government assassin, Robert McCall has struggled to reconcile the horrific things he's done in the past and finds a strange solace in serving justice on behalf of the oppressed, finding himself surprisingly at home in southern Italy.
Yes.
Sal.
Yes.
He discovers his new friends are under the control of local crime bosses. How unusual for southern Italy. As events turn deadly, McCall knows what he has to do. Become his friend's protector by taking on that mafia.
Can I tell you, I hadn't seen any of these movies. Mm-hmm. And I saw the first one a few months ago.
First one's good.
And I saw the second one maybe 2 weeks ago. Because I love Denzel Washington. He's like in my top five of you know, favorite actors of all time. And what a great movies. I'm sorry. It's just, you know, are they popcorn movies? Yeah. But I think he elevates the whole movie. I mean, single-handedly, the guy can elevate anything, but I feel he elevated those movies to something so much more. And I'm looking forward to this third one because it's like, I can just imagine him being in Italy, like, you know.
Sipping some wine.
You know, setting his watch because he does the thing where he sets his watch to see how long it takes for him to take all these guys down.
Yeah. And to be honest with you, when it comes to the old guys being lethal killers.
Yes.
Like Liam Neeson. He's more a little bit more believable.
He is more believeable. Absolutely.
Than Liam.
Yeah.
The exactly. AARP card holding assassin. Okay. So the next one up is The Nun 2.
The Nun 2.
The Nun 2.
This is a horror film.
Yes.
Okay.
So it's based in the Conjuring world.
Okay.
Okay. I saw this. It was not as... It had some jump scares.
Okay.
It was not super scary. It takes place in 1956, France. A priest is murdered. Shock. And evil is spreading. The sequel to the worldwide smash hit follows Sister Irene as she once again comes face to face with Valak, the demon nun.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Yeah. That nun. Pesky demon nun. Those
pesky nuns.
Yeah.
For the second time in a row.
Next up we have is Oppenheimer.
Oh, that's coming out, huh?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
I feel like that was just in the theater, though. The windows are so much shorter. It's ridiculous.
I know. I don't know what... I don't know what they're doing. Experience the breathtaking global phenomenon. By the way, these are reviews from the movie theaters themselves. Yeah. So. The breathtaking global phenomenon that has captivated audiences around the world. Written for the screen and directed by Christopher Nolan, Oppenheimer thrusts audiences into the mind of physicist J. Robert Oppenheimer, played by Cillian Murphy, whose landmark work on the Manhattan Project created the first atomic bomb. An unprecedented cinematic event, Oppenheimer features an all-star cast that includes, not one, but two, Emily Blunt, Matt Damon, Robert Downey Jr., Florence Pugh, Josh Hartnett, and Casey Affleck, Rami Malek, and Kenneth Branagh.
Well, people want to work with Christopher Nolan,
mm-hmm.
and that's definitely evident there in that cast list.
Yeah. So then we have A Haunting in Venice is also coming out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Again, short window, short window.
Haunting in Venice is set in eerie post-World War II Venice on All Hallows' Eve and is a terrifying mystery featuring the return of the celebrated sleuth Hercule Poirot. Now retired and living in self-imposed exile in the world's most glamorous city, Poirot reluctantly attends a séance at a decaying haunted palazzo. When one of the guests is murdered, the detective is thrust into a sinister world of shadows and secrets. So it's directed by Kenneth Branagh.
It is. He's done all of them.
Yes.
Yes.
And it is. Oh, it's produced also by Ridley Scott, which is good. The cast: Kenneth Branagh, Kyle Allen, Camille Cotton, Jamie Dornan, Tina Fey, Jude Hill, Ali Khan, Emma Lard, Kelly Riley, Ricardo Scamarcio, and Michelle Yeoh.
Again, big cast. Halfway through, you're like, Tina Fey. And you keep going, you're like, wait a minute. Wait, Tina Fey?
Yeah.
As in Saturday Night Live Tina Fey? Yep. Was it 30 Rock Tina Fey?
Yep.
Yes, Tina Fey.
And then we have, last but not least, to round out November movies, Saw X.
Saw X.
Witness the return of Jigsaw. So John Kramer, or played by Tobin Bell, is back. Believe it or not.
He is back.
Yeah, but this is a prequel, I believe.
Oh, okay.
The most chilling installment of the Saw franchises yet explores the untold chapter of Jigsaw's most personal game. Set between the events of Saw 1 and 2,
okay,
a sick and desperate John travels to Mexico, for a risky and experimental medical procedure, only to discover the entire operation is a scam to defraud the most vulnerable. And you know what happens after that.
No, what happens after that? I've never seen any of the Saw movies.
Well, John Kramer.
Yeah.
Or Jigsaw.
Jigsaw, yeah.
You know, takes revenge on those.
On those who, I see.
He deems that need to be redeemed.
Oh, so this is the movie that explains why he's taking revenge. Mm-hmm, okay.
So, stars Tobin Bell and Shawnee Smith, who was in the first ones.
Oh, okay, that's
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. And other people I don't know. This should be the last one, but who knows?
No.
The last one was supposed to be the last one, and they came out with this one. So.
You know what? If it makes money.
I like the Saw franchises. You know, that means there's been 10 Saws.
10 Saws.
Yeah.
It's like the aisle over in Home Depot. It's like aisle 5 in Home Depot. Yeah. Saws everywhere. Yeah,
but that's a lot, right?
It is a lot.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, something for everyone.
Something for everyone, indeed. Well, thank you so much, Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
And that does it for this episode. If you want to listen to older episodes or read our show notes, please visit our website, mcplpodcast.com. You know, next week, hopefully everything will fall into place.
Yes.
And our 300th episode will be our first video episode. So you'll be able to watch us on YouTube. So if you're on YouTube now, hit the subscribe button and hit the notification button so you'll know when this new episode premieres next, probably next Thursday or Friday. We haven't decided yet if we're going to do the same release for the new episodes, but a lot of great stuff is coming up for the podcast, so stay tuned. So for Sarah Fade and Nicole Rambo, I'm Sal DiVincenzo. We will see you on the next show.